This is the Integration Tools Podcast, episode 51 for the week ended Saturday, January 14th, 2012. The Integration Tools Podcast is sponsored by Bequam Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at bequam.com or Twitter at Bequam Inc. Products, news, and events related to integration tools. San Francisco, California, January 12, 2011. JasperSoft is the first to develop business intelligence for platform as a service. JasperSoft announced the development of the industry's first BI architected for platform as a service. According to Carl Vandenberg, JasperSoft's VP of Product and Alliances, JasperSoft is teaming with Red Hat to build this service, which will integrate the popular open-source BI tool with OpenShift. Chicago, Illinois, January 10, 2011. LaSalle Solutions switches integration vendors to Adeptia. This continues a trend in 2011 of software products embedding ETL tools. LaSalle Solutions has deployed Adeptia's Enterprise Business Integration Platform into its contract management infrastructure. And finally, January 9th, 2012, on the Clover ETL website, Clover ETL 3.2.1 was released. It contains minor updates and bug fixes. Highlights include a fix of the view data dialog error in Clover ETL Designer, and an updated Quartz scheduler in Clover ETL Server. The updated scheduler is Quartz version 1.6.5. This has been the Integration Tools Podcast, sponsored by Bequam Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at bequam.com or Twitter at Bequam Inc. I'm Carl Walker, and I'll talk to you next week.